Londoner Catherine Hibbert doesn't want wealth either. In fact, she doesn't want any money at all. Hibbert was a material girl, though a vaguely discontented one, until 2008. That's when she was laid off and informed that her rent was going up. So Ms. Hibbert decided to become a squatter. Catherine Hibbert's story appeared in the London Guardian newspaper this weekend. Catherine, why did you decide to become a squatter?
Well, I suppose it was a combination of reasons. I mean, firstly, the sort of immediate problem of no money and nowhere to live that I could afford easily. And then kind of underlying unease that I'd been feeling for a long time about, you know, the way that I'd been living, which was a very standard urban young person's life. You know, you shop in the supermarket, you buy your clothes in the high street. When you're facing an environmental crisis, it just didn't seem to really make sense, and it didn't seem to embody the values that I wanted in my life.
In some ways, it sounds more like a quest than desperation. Describe how you found a place to live.
Well, I did quite a lot of wandering around hoping to find a squat, and I was incredibly lucky to meet a pair of kind people who said I could stay at theirs for a few days until I found somewhere to live myself.
It sounds as if squatting is actually legal in the UK.
Yeah, it is absolutely legal. If a building is left empty, and there are about 500,000 long-term empty buildings in the UK, about 1.5% of the available homes, and you can get in without causing damage, then you can make your home in it until the owners take you to a civil court to evict you. I mean, the situation's very different in the US, where trespassing is a crime. But here, trespassing isn't a crime.
And how did you eat?
Eating was really the easy bit, because there are just so many little shops, cafes, convenience shops that throw away a really mind-blowing amount of food every single day. If you're out and about in the street and prepared to open up a couple of bin bags, you will almost certainly find enough to feed you and a couple of dozen friends for days.
There must be people who question your decision. I mean, even from the way you describe it, you did have a safety net of your family and your friends and a safe bed if you needed it, even if you didn't resort to it, which is not the case for many, many people who find themselves on the street.
Sure. And I think I would have felt bad about it if I had been taking food or taking shelter, which someone more desperate than me needed more than I did. You know, for instance, with food, the quantity of food that you see when you go looking for it is such that, you know, even if you were sharing it among every person who sleeps rough in London, there would still be some left over. There's such an incredible amount there. I didn't feel as if I was taking it out of the mouths of other people by eating it myself. And also, I think that there, you know, when you are living, you know, I had lost my job. I didn't have a huge amount of money in the bank. And when you are in a difficult situation like that, you have to depend on community more than, you know, where other people might depend on just being able to spend money to get out of a problem. And I think if you're making a contribution to the community, it that's the important thing.
Catherine, where do you live now?
I live in a squatted council flat in East London.
Now, you originally had planned to squat for a year. What happened after that year was up?
Well, a year was up last May, so quite a long time ago, and I didn't really consider moving out of my squat. I like my flatmates, and I believe in what I'm doing, so I decided to carry on.
Catherine Hibbert is the author of the forthcoming Free: Adventures on the Margins of a Wasteful Society. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This is PRI.